Pants Off Wednesday with Joel, Adam, and Sarah, with special guest Jasmine in the studio with us. You're listening to the show here on 1197 AM and digital radio and online at phoenixradio.com.au. And it's time now for our Would You Rather This or That? Or in Adam's case, it's $1 million, but since he loves the money.
Yep.
So this is the scenario where we each go around and each give a scenario and we have to choose this or that. So I'll start off with mine. Mine is $1 million, but you get $1 million, which is a lot of money, but apparently not as much money in Adam's case. But you have installed on your forehead an LED light, and every time you have a negative thought, that light lights up. So anytime you're talking to someone and they go to a conversation that you're not a big fan of, say, like in this sense, Adam starts talking about Dragon Ball Z, the geeky thought, Jasmine's LED light just lights up.
Yeah.
It's noticeable to know that. And you're just like, why is that light just light up on your head right now?
I think I'd take it because you could cover it up with, I guess, like a clothing, your Band-Aid or like a bandana or like just something to cover it up.
You're going to cover it with a bandana and all of a sudden you're just going to see like a faint light come out on your head. It's like, why is there a light on your head right now?
But even if people know, they don't know what the negative thought is. They just know that you're having a negative thought.
Also, the person might not know why there's a light bulb like going off in your head, you know? Yeah. Like, only you know that that's the reason why.
It's very true.
I just think it could be very tricky. Because what if you, like, what if you're with your best friend and you're going shopping and she goes, oh, babe, does this look all right? And then you go, oh, yeah, it does. Like, it's great. And then the red light shows up.
Yeah.
You have to be honest.
You're with your, like, significant other or something and they ask that tricky question, like, do I look fat in this? You just see that light.
Yeah, see,
it's just like, no,
I'm out. I'd take it.
I'd be like, yeah, it does make you look fat. I'm sorry.
Right. You'd have to be so truthful to everyone from that point on.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
I'll take it.
Take the $1 million.
No, not taking it.
What about you? What's yours, Sarah?
Mine is, would you rather be 15 and look 30 or be 30 and look 15 forever?
That's an easy one for me.
All right, Adam, what's yours then?
I'd rather be 30 and look 15 because you wouldn't be able to do anything if you're 15. If you're 15 forever, you know, 18 is the legal age for pretty much everything in Australia.
But you look 30.
But you could get a fake ID.
No, I'd look 15 if I was 30. So I'd look young.
So you're saying wouldn't be able to do anything?
Yeah.
Because you're saying, so you'd never go into clubs?
I'd want to be 30 but look 15.
Right, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's... Yeah, okay, yep.
Mm.
I'm with you now.
Especially just like Michael Cera, you know, like, he looks super young.
That was my first thought. Mine, like, I would choose the be 30 and look 15. You'd be a child actor, like, look in person.
Forever.
Those people, like, those actors who, they just look like they're in their 20s, but they're actually 45.
Yeah.
You'd be that person.
Mm.
Yeah, but 15, that's pretty young. If I looked like 21 for the rest of my life, done.
15 would be good. I wouldn't have to shave. It'd save so much time.
Oh my God. I like you do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely take the 30.
Yeah.
Be 30, look 15.
Jasmine, what about you? What would you take?
So now you've confused me because I had it set in my mind that I'd want to, like, look 30.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it makes more sense because you're an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really...
It's just...
Yeah, I don't want to be 15 and look 30.
Yeah, okay.
No, not into it.
Interesting. We continue on with our would you rather this or that. It's Adam's turn to give the scenario.
Yep. So my one is, would you rather be forced to shower 8 times a day or only be able to shower once every 8 days?
That's easy.
Okay, what is it, Sarah?
Shower 8 times a day. I couldn't go 8 days without showering. That's disgusting.
I mean, realistically, that would be like every maybe hour and a half you'd have to shower. You wouldn't be able to
at least I'd always be clean.
How would you be able to work if you went to a shift and you have, say, like a 6-hour shift? You'd have to shower like 3 times in that shift. How would you explain that to your boss? Oh, I just got to go shower real quick. I'll be back.
Well, I'm definitely... How are you going to explain to your boss why you come into work stinking?
Deodorant.
I would have two cans of deodorant just every single day. Each arm, just two cans of deodorant.
What about your hair? Your hair's going to be all greasy.
Deodorant can only do so much.
I mean, you got perfume, deodorant, just a bit of everything. Just get it going.
I mean, for a bloke, you just shave your hair and you're all fine.
Yeah, just go bald.
You get bald.
Yeah.
I get $1 million. Not $1 million, but yeah, I'd take the one shower every 8 days.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, no, I'm with Sarah.
I think girls like to be a lot more clean than what guys do. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do it with deodorant.
Yeah.
It can work.
No, it can't.
No, definitely not.
And what's yours, Jasmine?
Let me have a look. Would you rather walk backwards for the rest of your life or talk backwards for the rest of your life?
See, that's difficult.
No, that's easy.
No, I already know mine.
All right, Jasmine, what's yours?
I'd rather walk backwards for the rest of my life.
Same.
Because, you know, without communication, like, what do you really have? You'd have to always, like type it out. Or does that mean your typing comes out backwards? I don't know.
I would take the talk backwards.
Really?
No.
It would be
so interesting. Oh, you know, you just...
Text-to-speech or something.
Yeah, so there's probably apps you, like, if you talk into it, it'll talk it backwards. Way. If you just talk into it, it'll just talk normally.
Yeah.
But who talks backwards? They haven't invented that.
And I'll be the first person to do it.
Right.
I'll go into radio, I'll go into film. The person that talks backwards, it's amazing.
Do you know how annoying walking backwards would be, though?
Yeah, but, I mean, Joel and Adam, you guys, like, you love to talk.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Jazz, but... You'd love to talk.
You walk backwards. You're going to walk into so many things.
Yeah.
You would do it for a day.
You'd need like mirrors on your shoulder or something.
You would need that. you would walk into everything.
Why don't you just get like a personal assistant to just drive you around everywhere?
That's a lot
of
money.
Yeah.
Do you have that kind of money to have a personal assistant?
No, no, no. You could get like one of those sticks that...
You're walking backwards.
Blind people.
But you're walking backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... I don't think
that's how they work.
I reckon.
Me and Sarah have it down pat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
we're split. Two and two on this one.
Two and two.
Mm.